Welcome to this second hypnosis audio in the Hypnosis for Confident Music Performance program. Along with the other hypnosis recordings in this program, please do not drive or operate machinery while listening to these tracks. Only listen to them when you can permit yourself to completely relax. Your visual mind assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of any of the materials in the program. Remember, as always, your role in hypnosis is to aim to have your mind as receptive as possible and your body as relaxed as possible. This hypnosis recording helps you to focus deeply when you practice. Imagine intensifying your practice time so that not a minute is wasted. Your progress will just explode as the things that normally distract seem to just fade into the background. You remain easily focused on what you are doing because this hypnosis recording will help you go into what is known as the learning trance. Sometimes trance is called daydreaming, where we're very focused on something that is happening or that we want to happen in our lives. Sometimes we go into a reading trance. That's when you're reading a book and you're not noticing the clock ticking in the room or much of anything else. You're totally wrapped up in the world of the book. Sometimes we go into a trance listening to a talk show or attending to the media or listening to a teacher. That's a learning trance. The state you achieve from doing this hypnosis track here is the ultimate learning trance. Nothing will disturb you except in an emergency. Your unconscious will alert you to anything really important, but normal everyday distractions won't disturb you while you enjoy a really focused practice session. So close your eyes, if you haven't already done so, and lead yourself back into trance. You know how to do that. Just run through the light dimmers routine in the control room in your mind. Notice how, with each breath, you turn a dimmer down and you take yourself to whatever level you like with the number of dimmers you turn down of the 10. Take your time. There's no hurry. Let's keep things nice and easy. Notice your breathing. Notice the feelings of trance slowly returning to you. And as you sit there, listening to my voice and to the sounds in the background, turn your attention to your breathing. And notice again how with each breath you turn a dimmer down. And in fact, you can just let go now. That's it. Sinking deeply down. Ready to learn new learnings and take on new beliefs about yourself. Beliefs which open the door to new possibilities and things you could never do before in new and efficient ways. When you play something perfectly, the impulses through your brain are direct. They are efficient, and the more you repeat that perfection, the more permanent that perfection becomes, and the more permanent that skill becomes, the more easily you can play it, and the more easily you can play it, the faster and more expressively. You can play without even trying, and from now on, each time you practice, your unconscious sets your internal quality control twice as high. You only reinforce the very best performances. You only practice at the speed at which you can play perfectly. And you know at a deep level that speed is the very last quality that you ever acquire. And that quality comes to you effortlessly and automatically. If you ride a bicycle every day for a few weeks, you magically become better at speeding along on it quickly. But without practicing, science agrees, every time you play perfectly, you strengthen the connections in your neurology. The pathways become insulated, like if you walk across the same bit of grass a few times. You very quickly wear a path. You don't need to walk fast, but you do need to tread in exactly the same place for the path to form. And it's the same with practice. From this moment on, you only practice at a speed at which you can play perfectly. That's the key. When you were a very small child, you were vacuuming up information like anything. You were able to focus your attention, unaware of everything around you. You were just enthralled and entranced, and there's a part of you deep in your unconscious responsible for this state. And you can allow this part of you to be in control whenever you practice. It's the optimum learning state, the learning trance, and you learn deeply and permanently and efficiently when you practice from now on. Your instincts are there to help guide you. Your instincts help you to choose the most valuable practice material. It could be choosing the piece to learn, or simply choosing to focus on the circle of fifths at last. From now on, the choices you make are the ones that you know at a deep level will take your musicianship to the next level. You structure your practice sessions in a logical and organized way, skill building on skill, taking things in sequence, step by step, always feeling optimistic and positive, and always resisting the temptation to be impatient and inaccurate. It's good to have ambition, and you set your goals high. You surely have noticed how hours can slip by so easily that you don't know where the time goes. We can all spend hours engrossed in a hobby or playing on the computer. Hours seemingly become compressed into only a few minutes when you access the learning trance that focuses your mental state when you practice music. Time flies too, and your learning is 10 times as deep. All progress is more easily made when you're a committed and motivated musician, it's true. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. As you organize your daily schedule to include some time practicing music, you find you don't miss out on those things that you sacrifice at all. The time you spend nurturing your music skills and becoming a more skilled and accomplished musician is a very important and valuable part of your life. When you open your eyes and return from this trance, you'll find your motivation to practice has multiplied tenfold. Your self-belief now fuels your ambitions, and this becomes a very exciting time for you. Your passion for music and your motivation to learn double with every practice session from now on, from the very first notes that you play at the beginning of your practice session. They send you into your very own learning trance. Whatever your usual warm-up ritual is at the beginning of your practice session, this becomes more and more with each day that passes, the trigger that switches you into your learning trance. And as you play, that focus and concentration become deeper and deeper throughout your practice time as soon as you start your practice session. The part of you that's responsible for learning and focusing and concentrating steps forward and occupies your mind for the duration of your practice session. For some musicians, it takes a couple of minutes for their attention to become aligned and balanced and targeted towards their goals. For others, it can be only a few seconds, but it doesn't matter how gradually this state comes over you. When you start practicing, you'll begin to notice the change of mental state, and you'll absorb new skills and learn new learnings 10 times faster. And as your attention focuses on the material that you've chosen, nothing disturbs you in the learning trance. The more you practice, the more you notice the learning trance becoming deeper. Skills develop quickly and permanently. Your practice is much more efficient when you're in the learning trance, and your perception of time seems to just dissolve away distractions outside of your awareness. They won't bother you at all unless it's an emergency. Studies have shown new information, new skills, and new learnings continue to sink deeper and deeper into your mind in the hours after your practice session has ended. It's amazing how your unconscious sets to work accommodating, organizing, and embedding your new skills and learning even after you've finished practicing. And you may wonder how much easier the material will be the next time you play. Your unconscious works for you behind the scenes, learning for you quickly and efficiently. And another secret of the learning trance is that even the longest journeys are made up of single steps. Perhaps you could already see a course of study mapped out in front of you. The course was easy to navigate. Of course, that's logical and sequential, and I expect there have been times when you've been out walking, stopped, and looked back, and have been amazed to see how far you've come. You can cover a lot of ground without realizing how easily it's happened. From this moment on, you can feel your enthusiasm about learning how to learn building and expanding, wondering how quickly and surely you absorb and develop your new abilities now, and wondering how easy the skills will become when you use them when you next perform. And when you focus down into your learning trance, you notice the feelings that you associate with being in this trance becoming stronger each time, and you may not believe how much more enjoyable and rewarding you find practicing music to be. But changes have already happened outside of your awareness, and they will delight you when you least expect it from now on, and those new strategies sink deeply into your unconscious and become absorbed into your deeper self. You can gradually start to reorient yourself to your physical surroundings. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 10, and at 10, you can open your eyes in the knowledge that all the new learnings have been deeply absorbed by your inner mind. We'll begin now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And have a yawn, have a stretch, and then how about going to do some practice now? Now, you don't need to listen to this track before every practice session. You may only need to listen to this a few times for the changes to take place. You may find yourself concentrating way better than you ever have before. Nevertheless, you may want to use the post-practice session track immediately after your practice session. It's brief, but it helps to cement all the new learning into place, making it less likely to be forgotten.